I remember working in tech support, and Livestream Studio was our encoder, and everyone would ask, like, how do we integrate Dante? How do we get audio in? And at the time, it wasn't supported, but the fact that they've added video, we've pushed ourselves and advanced ourselves to have completely no longer point-to-point audio, and we're able to kind of do stuff digitally, do stuff remotely entirely, and it's really changed the game for us. And I'm wondering, since we're talking about our Link 4K camera, Paul, how do we integrate Dante into that? And specifically, like, are there features that we have that maybe other products don't have?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in today's webinar, we're going to do a deep dive into some of these tools. And I've actually got on my screen here four different screens. One is the Dante controller, which is really how you control and set up your entire Dante ecosystem. And the cool thing is that controller automatically will discover all Dante audio and video sources on your network. And it really is a very advanced configurable tool that certified Dante experts know all about. It's not quite the easiest tool that you can just download for free and just start playing around. Well, you can download it for free, but it's not the most consumer prosumer. This is an advanced professional thing, which is really good when you're doing a large deployment. So the first feature in the PTZ Optics Link 4K is just interoperability, automatic discoverability, and the power to route the audio and video in almost any way you want inside of this controller. The camera itself has two main profiles for the video. One is HD, so 1920 by 1080. And then the second is Ultra HD, which would be 4K. Mm-hmm. And they could do that up to 60 frames per second. The great thing about that is these cameras support power over Ethernet. So one single Ethernet cable can power the camera. It can be used to control the camera. And we're going to be showing it controlled with some of our IP joystick controllers in a moment. But it can also be used in the Dante ecosystem to send and receive audio, and it can send video. It can't receive video, but sure. it can actually send and receive audio. So you can plug audio into the camera, send it wherever you want on your network. You can also send audio from your network to the camera and power speakers in remote rooms, for example. So it's a very powerful audio and video integrated device with Dante.
Yeah, I really love what you can do with it, the outputs, the ability to now add video. And I know you mentioned, since we're integrating a new software because we're using the Dante system, and you said it's a little complicated. Is there anything to be worried about? How seamless is this integration between our Link 4K camera and Dante? You know, how tricky is that setup process?
Yeah, I'm glad you called me out on that, because while it's advanced and it's configurable. And the reason why that's important is because there are IP video standards, and I'll throw one out as like RTSP. Right? There's no company behind RTSP, really. Mm-hmm. It's an open standard. You kind of have to know what you're doing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Sure.
There's no configuration tools. And when you have an advanced configuration tool like Dante Controller, someone who knows what they're doing, a certified professional, is able to set up really, and again, I'll say the word complicated because it is kind of complex, but you can set up like enterprise-grade systems where you've got 100 cameras and you've got 200 audio systems and 1500 microphones and digital signal processors and amplifiers, and it's all connected and managed over an Ethernet connection on your local area network. Before that, before like this type of IP connectivity, everything was its own hardwired system. Something goes wrong, you have to go to that room, physically figure out, connect to it. But with this, everything can be routed everywhere. Everything can be managed. A big thing for larger companies that have multiple cameras, multiple devices, is simply making sure they're all working, monitoring them, and being able to remotely push out, you know, the firmware updates, and feeling comfortable as you're an audiovisual manager to have control and eyes on things that aren't physically in front of you.
Yeah. So say we're talking about someone who doesn't have a Dante system. They are maybe looking at the Link 4K and looking at it for the first time. Would you say this is a camera we could recommend to someone who doesn't have a Dante system? They don't have other Dante audio-enabled devices. Could we start and use this as a jumping-off point?
Absolutely. You don't have to use Dante with this camera. It's also an SEI USB, HDMI, IP camera, and it's 4K too. Mm. So it's built with the future in mind. So you don't have to go ahead and use Dante right away. You can just use it as a regular streaming camera. It also has auto tracking if you're looking for tracking capabilities. But if you're going to buy a Dante camera, I would think that you are planning to implement a Dante system at some point in your production.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I will say that the Dante camera, you know, you probably know that you have a Dante system. There are so many, and we'll go over some of the types of people, but live events, mm-hmm. you know, they used to run XLR cables for every microphone, for every audience system. There was humongous bundles of cables. And when these live events and venues and performance theaters realized that like a single Ethernet could go from the stage to the sound booth, it was like an eye-opening moment. And then they've invested in that technology. They yeah. built around that technology. And when you can tell them, hey, you can do all your audio on that same Ethernet cable, that same network that you've already got, that really is the ideal customer. And as we go into our presentation, you know, PTZ Optics does offer like a Move SE that doesn't have NDI or Dante, and it's just a great starter camera for certain scenarios.
Sure. So
I do want to, in this webinar, talk about our whole lineup and try to help people figure out, you know, maybe NDI is better for certain people who are just getting started mm-hmm. and have no plans of implementing a complicated Dante system. So, you know, I hope that answers your question. I mean, yes, if you are planning on upgrading to Dante, or if you have any Dante in your system, this is the right camera for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that definitely answers it. And I'm glad you mentioned, you know, all the complicated wires, XLR cables, you know, and then you have HDMI, SDI cables if you're doing both. And I'm curious, you know, with point-to-point audio, people would still constantly have sync issues. So when you look at something that's completely wireless, like Dante, or, you know, controlled over the Ethernet cable, or something that's really simple, but should we be worried about synchronization? Is that something that's very difficult since it's, you know, more complicated or less complicated? Is that something that we should be worried about?
You know, in the past, you know, anyone who's set up an audiovisual system has had some type of audiovisual sync issue.
Sure.
I mean, if you haven't, then good for you. But most people have. And part of the reason why so many audiovisual sync issues happen is because there's a mix of hardwired HDMI, which is really fast, by the way, and hardwired SDI, very fast. But then when you start converting it to USB, then you've got a conversion box,
sure.
then you've got a computer involved, and the computer's processing things,
yep.
and then the computer's sending it back out, and that takes processing, and then a little bit of latency in all these chains. But then you've got an audio system that's like a live PA that's going straight to speakers. It doesn't have all these latency layers. So what Dante allows you to do is really solve a lot of these issues, and we're going to look at the Dante controller, and if you've ever had sync issues before, and you look at what the Dante controller offers, you go, where was this my whole life? Because you can look at every single device on your network, see what the latency is.
Do they have to be Dante devices?
They have to be Dante devices. And the way that it works is really built off of audio. And there's other IP standard protocols that were like originally made for video, tried to get as low latency as possible. But what Dante did was there's a clock leader. So there's basically an audio synchronization clock where every device synchronizes to the clock leader. And the clock leader is on the network. It timestamps every single frame of video and synchronizes everything. So when you go into your controller, you can look at all of your devices and go, look, okay, this it has a latency setting of X. This is the clock status. This is the clock leader. This is what everything is following. And so you can really, especially for like live performances and events where you've got speakers and you've got mixers and you've got now cameras
sure.
that everyone does, you know, keeping them all in sync can be challenging if you don't have a single, you know, source of truth of what the clock should be and a place to manage it all.
Yeah. No, it sounds like it's a really fluid, easy system to manage and something that's not overly complex that you're constantly tinkering with. You're constantly adjusting the sync issues because it should be pretty simple and connected, and you shouldn't have to worry about sync from the jump. So we've talked a lot about the camera and especially Dante and our integration. Could you provide some examples of maybe real world use cases or where you might want to mount the camera or bring out the Link 4K in the real world here?
That's a great question.
We can start with just live events.
Right where we are now. Yeah.
Right where we are now. Especially ones with complex audio systems that are probably already using Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing in these cameras would just be the perfect matchup, really.
Yeah, sure.
For sure. I mean, so broadcast scenarios, anywhere where there's already a lot of audio. Mm-hmm. Because in general, you know, and that's broadcast studios, also educational organizations. So a lot of schools have auditoriums or conferencing areas where maybe they have beamforming microphones. There's a lot of, and I'm sure if you're familiar with an audio DSP, but it's called a digital signal processor.
No.
And what it'll do
is,
well, they're quite common in any type of meeting space or conferencing area.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it'll take all the microphones and digitally will optimize one microphone and turn off all the others when it hears that that one's on, for example. So it's a digital signal processor. And they're used in all kinds of audio conferencing areas. And those systems are set up on a network.
Mm-hmm.
So those systems are often found in broadcast studios, often found in educational organizations, corporate video conferencing, boardrooms, training rooms. And they're often, because they are somewhat complicated, to be honest, are integrated and set up by professional audiovisual installers.
Sure.
Which there are tens of thousands of in the world. And they work with all types of organizations from higher education to house of worship to corporate Fortune 500s. And they set up these networks. Sometimes they're a virtual network. Mm-hmm. So it's called a VLAN.
Sure.
So sometimes you have your local area network for your printers and your computers and your regular stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you actually set up a network just for the Dante configuration. But that's a couple ideas. And then also houses of worship quite often. What is driving all of this? Why are so many people using Dante and audio over IP and video over IP? Because it's more affordable and it's easier to manage. So before all of this stuff, you know, if you had a house of worship and you had a band, you need a microphone for maybe three or four people. That's four XLR cables. You've got a bass guitar. You've got all these guitars and amplifiers and drummers, and you're miking up the drummer. And then suddenly you've got 10, 20 inputs, right? And
yeah.
And you want those because you want to create a good musical experience. And how are you going to get all that back to the sound box? How are you going to create a separate mix for your live stream? When IP came in, and digital audio mixers, by the way, like from Yamaha and Behringer, the Behringer X32 is a really popular one. They build Dante in.
Wow.
So if all of your devices are Dante, instead of running 24 cables into an audio mixer, you can just plug one Ethernet cable in.
Wow.
So over time, that has made things easier. And, you know, not even just from a cost perspective per device, but an installation time.
Yeah.
Running all those cables and everything, if you can just plug in one Ethernet over here and one over there, and you've already got the networking infrastructure in place, it becomes quite easy to use.
So all these audio devices are running into a switch.
Yeah.
Just like the cameras do.
They're either running into a switch or they're running into a audio board that then outputs them via Dante. So you might have a front of house audio board and then have another audio board in the back. And one audio board might be for running the speakers and they listen to it with headphones. And so you've got an audio board in the front, you've got an audio board in the back. Maybe you've got streaming computers in the back. All of it is connectable just over the Ethernet connections. Even if a guitar really is plugged in via a quarter inch, you know, output, or one of like a microphone like this really is connected via XLR, it's a short run to something that turns it into from analog to digital.
Wow. Wow. So you're really future-proofing, and there might be people out there that have a device that is Dante-enabled and they don't even realize it yet. And this could be an easy solution for someone who has the Behringer, you know, sound mixer. And they might have a device that they can easily integrate. So I know you mentioned when you're setting up the Link 4K here, you're using Dante's on their own system and their own software to set it up. So will this be something that we kind of switch back and forth? Can I control the camera in Dante's software, or should I still be using our PTZ software as well?
That's a good question. So in the Dante software, it really is routing and configuration.
Okay.
So The good news is that I think for a lot of our customers, it's really a one-time setup.
Sure.
So if you have an existing audio system, it'll discover the PTZ Optix Link 4K. You can go in there. And it's best practice. By the way, we had a webinar with Dante. It was Catherine Traub from Audinate, who joined us. And she explained to us that, like, from a best practice, she works with a lot of schools and organizations, and she likes to, like, name each device with a custom name where it's like Classroom A, Camera B. And so, you know, there's a lot of like organizational and nesting things and presets. Very like, and when I say advanced, I'm not saying like overly complicated. I'm just saying like the level of thought that has gone into this product is very mature. And it really gives you the flexibility. So when you are a school with 100 of these, you're not clicking through nested things and not having a solution. This is really a solution that is ready for enterprise, ready for large organizations. So if you are an organization that knows in the future you might have 100 cameras, this is probably the right one. Because some other cameras that don't have IP tools at all, or they're just not quite as scalable. You pay a little bit more for Dante, but there's a reason why. And it's because you can grow into much larger, more scalable, flexible solutions.
Wow.
But to answer your question about control, Dante currently does not offer pan, tilt, zoom control. So we still recommend that our customers use like a PTZ Optix joystick or our software for control. I hope that maybe Dante builds control in at some point, but for right now, they're really doing configuration and management and routing.
Sure. Which makes it, like you said, a one-stop setup for most people. Once they're configured their device and they set up their Link 4K, they don't really need to go back into the Dante software unless they need to add another device or configure and make a change. So for someone who is not used to this new product of ours and they see the Move 4K and they're kind of comparing the two, what would you really say the difference is between the Link 4K and like our Move 4K product? Is it simply that we're adding Dante integration, or is there any other difference that we should be aware of here?
Well, you know, that really opens up the question of the difference between NDI and Dante. Because essentially our Move SE cameras are our standard edition cameras, which have all of the normal outputs. We're talking HDMI, SDI, plug and play, USB, and does not include NDI by default, but you can upgrade to include NDI as an upgrade.
Sure.
On the Move 4K, it includes NDI natively. And then, of course, the Link 4K has Dante natively. But you can't run Dante and NDI on the same camera. And in most cases, it's best practice not to run Dante and NDI on the same network entirely. Okay. Because you can have some packets colliding. And
sure.
It's above my pay grade of understanding exactly why the packets collide, but they do.
They just do.
So the question becomes, what is the difference between NDI and Dante? And we've had about 5 minutes, so I'll just say this. NDI really had a software approach. And the good thing about that was that anybody could download these tools for free and start playing with IP video. So they have some really great tools. Over the years, the tools have gotten better. Over the years, they've released more tools. And they're free. So you can use it with OBS. You can use it with vMix. The integrations, especially in live streaming and video production, are really robust. On the Dante world, there's less tools, but the tools that they do give you, like Dante Controller and Dante Domain Manager, are very powerful and allow you to do really large installations that are more complicated than anything you can do with like NDI Studio. NDI does have some really great tools. And you can accomplish some pretty large scale deployments with NDI. But I would, on the whole, imagine that Dante does much more corporate, enterprise, higher education, large scale deployments. And they've been doing so for much longer. And so their tools are more robust. So from a AV management perspective, if you're a manager and you need to take responsibility for lots of devices, the Dante tools are more robust. I will confidently say that. On the NDI side, if you're a streamer just getting started or a small studio and you have, you know, less than 200 devices of NDI devices, you know, you can plug and play with it. The big difference in the overall market is that Dante is generally integrated by certified installers. So if something happens, you've got a certified person who can support it, has these robust tools for managing it. On the NDI world, while there are great NDI partners and integrators who work with NDI, on the whole, a lot of the NDI users have just downloaded this. They've never been trained. I do not believe NDI has a certification program. Now, I did write a book about NDI, and there's an online course that people can take to get some knowledge about NDI, but it's not quite as robust as what Dante has been using.
Okay. That's really interesting. I'm very curious about, you know, learning about those two specifics and how they're different, especially than Dante. And I heard you mention that Dante is a free software that you can use to kind of help set up and add new products. And it's free, but are there add-ons that I have to be worried about? Like if I'm going into the software, am I going to be charged even though it's free? Are there specific features I'm missing?
Now, I'm not 100% fully sure on all of the licensing models that Dante has, but there is licensing. And for example, we should be very upfront by saying that the Link 4K, if you want to view the video, the Dante video, you either need a Dante decoder, which is a hardware device that would decode the IP video and show it like on an HDMI monitor, or you do actually need to download and purchase and pay for Dante Studio. And Dante Studio includes Dante Video Viewer, which we're going to be looking at in a moment. It includes a virtual webcam. So you can take the Dante video.
We'll demo that.
And we're going to demo it, showing it, using it with vMix. And we're going to show OBS. I think we're going to show Zoom. But with that is a software that NDI, quite honestly, offers for free.
Okay.
So if we're doing the NDI versus Dante thing, yes, there are some fees and licensing. And I think it's $10 a month.
But we can still access the video directly from our PTZ Optics software, right?
Yes.
So we're not limited in that way.
You still got your HDMI, your SDI, your USB, your RTSP, your SRT. I mean, I could actually go on forever. RTMP.
Sure.
But the Dante video itself is generally used with a hardware Dante decoder or this paid for Dante Studio software.
Okay, great. Tess, before we go, I want you to tell me why I should buy a Link 4K camera.
Why you should buy the Link 4K camera?
Why should I buy the camera?
Well, because it's going to seamlessly integrate into your existing Dante workflow, especially now that Dante has added video to their system, as well as the other features that you're going to get, which is 4K video. If you're not ready for that yet, it's okay. You can downgrade to 1080p or even 720. But it's ready for you when you want that 4K video. And also, something we'll talk about today is the auto tracking. It has onboarded auto tracking. So if you have a presenter and you want to have hands-free control of your camera, you have that feature too. So basically, those main three features.
I'll take three.
Three?
Yeah, I'm sold.
Magic number. Good.
Well, it's been great talking with you both, Paul and Tess. Thank you for joining me on this pre-show podcast. We're here talking about the Link 4K. Don't go away because we'll have plenty of more to talk about when it comes to Dante and the Link 4K. And thank you to our wonderful producer in the back, Mr. Michael.
Hey, good job, Mike.
John, you did so good.
Oh, thank you. Good job. Thank you.
Mike, you're crushing it in the production house.
All right.
I love the new pink lights. Thank you, Tess.
Yay.
Oh, there's pink lights in Mike's studio.
He does. For those of you who are with us or just joining, stick around for the next minute or so before we start our live show.